So the first question I ask everybody is, why school board?
I grew up in a family in which academics were important. My mom was a high school English teacher, retired from that 5 to 7 years ago. What I know, having lived now in St. Cloud for 10 years, is that the strength of any community, both its current strength and its future, relies so much upon the strength of the education system, particularly P through 12, as well as higher education. But I just think that I have a good background. My master's degree is in higher education administration, particularly with a specialty in student development. So I care a lot about the students. And I think that we are in a time of change. We're in a time where we have to be thoughtful and innovative, and we have to serve all of our students. Our students look different. They come from different backgrounds, which they always have. That is a reality of our world. But my goal is simply to ensure that we have good voices at the table, that we have thoughtful voices, that we have courageous voices to do what needs to be done to ensure the strength of our students and their progression and the strength of the St. Cloud community.
Now tell me a little bit about your family. Do you have kids in the district?
I do. I have four boys. My oldest just graduated from Tech High School in May, June, and he's now at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. I have a senior in high school at Tech. I have a freshman in high school at Tech, and I have a seventh grader who's been at South. Their upbringing, they attended both Clearview and Oak Hill, so we have a wealth of experience in multiple programs throughout the district.
So when you look at District 742 as a whole, what do you think are the bright spots? What do you think are the high points in the district as it stands today?
Based upon my experience, everything starts with people. And I have been so impressed with the teachers and the administrators within District 742. I think they care immensely about our students. I think they are willing and able to give extra time. The experience that my boys have had has been very positive, reinforcing. They've been challenged in a lot of ways. My boys have been challenged, and particularly through whether it's advanced placement programs. I have a child who went through the Spanish immersion program. There are so many opportunities. So you have great teachers and administrators who are committed to learning and growth, but also supportive students in whatever form they come to them in. I think we have incredible programs. Again, the array of programs that are offered by District 742, I'm not sure that we promote those enough. I'm not sure we highlight those enough. Just an aside, I think today in education, just as I learned at St. Cloud State, we used to open the doors in public education and people just came. Now the market is so much more diversified. There's so many different opportunities. The reality is that education, public education included, we have to market. We have to talk about the great things that we're doing. And so the teachers, the array of programs that exist, and I just think the diversity and the exposure that our students get to all sorts of different backgrounds, lifestyles, experiences. The reality is we can't protect our kids from everything, you know, throughout their lives. I'm a big believer in exposure, particularly, and I used to say this when I was athletics director through my various positions, but I would tell students what I loved about the college experience is you get to take your 17, 18, 19 years of history and background and family values, and you get to come and you get to spread your wings and figure out who you are going to be for the rest of your life. So that's how I look at education, is that St. Cloud and District 742 provide that exposure and that opportunity where everybody gets to try a little bit of different perspectives on, and then with the help and shape of their family, with their friends, with the people that they're involved with, they get to determine what that looks like for them going forward. So I think District 742 is it offers great programs, it offers great teachers, and we just have such an opportunity to continue to build.
Now, looking ahead at the horizon, do you see any challenges coming up, and how are you suited to face those challenges?
Absolutely. There's always challenges. I don't care where you're at. I think there's a few things. One, budgets and prioritization. We know in any industry there's never enough money for what we want to do. But a lot of it is being strategic and thoughtful and prioritizing what's the most important. And so I think I'll be the first to say, you know, I'm not the expert on the budget in District 742. I haven't had that sort of intimate knowledge. But I also know that we need to continue to advocate for where we need to be and what we need in terms of services and support for our students. But we also need to be thoughtful and strategic because we do have fiduciary responsibilities. We have to be fiscally thoughtful about how we spend money. And so that's one piece of it. I think we live in a changing world. Again, whether it's diversity, whether it's technology, the systems and ways that we've taught for decades and generations isn't necessarily exactly how it has to be in the future. That doesn't mean that we throw away everything that we've done before. Again, you know, my mom was a high school English teacher, and I thought she was a fantastic teacher. And there were a lot of things that I learned about her that worked for her throughout 30, 35 years of teaching. But we also have to be innovative. We have to know what's best practice. And we have to make sure that we're able to deliver on the skills that are needed today, not necessarily the skills that were needed 50 years ago. And then finally, just the diversity of people. We have a diverse socioeconomic background within this community. We have a diverse group of people culturally, ethnically, religiously. And to me, public education is about serving all students. We need to affirm and make sure that they feel supported and welcomed in the school in the schools that we have. And that can be challenging. I mean, look at the world today. Globalization is hard. It's hard because you're pushing all sorts of different thoughts together, and it makes all of us uncomfortable. But in some ways, we have to own that discomfort, and we have to make sure in public education that we give a space for everybody, and that includes different types of thought and different backgrounds. And so to me, those are the challenges that probably will be before us, not just in the next few years, really. It's changing. I mean, life changes. It's always changed.
Finally, I get you an opportunity to do the campaign speech. Why Heather Weems for school board?
Education is important. I think it's our future. It's also what we do currently. I bring to the table what I would call a thoughtful voice that centers around student learning. To me, the decisions that we make, the way that we engage and make use of the expertise of our administrators and teachers, they are trained professionals. We need to keep their guidance in our minds all the time as we go forward. But I think I come with an open mind. I think I come with commitment to serving all of our students. And I think I come with commitment to this community and ensuring that we are positioning ourselves not just for today, but for our future.
Now, those are the questions that I wanted to ask. Did you want to bring anything specifically to the table?
Obviously, I've spent my career in athletics. One of the things that I think is critically important is extracurricular activities. And you may think, or I may get pinned in a jock perspective just because of my background. But again, my mom also taught. She did newspaper. She did journalism within her school. She did speech and drama and was engaged in mock trial and everything else. My point simply is that extracurricular opportunities are important for all students, for all of them to be able to find a sense of belonging. So whether you love art or whether you love theater or whether you love robotics or athletics and the many opportunities, I think that, you know, it's so easy these days. And what I know with my own boys is we carry around in our hands cell phones. Cell phones, as I've told students for years, we have access to more information in our hand. I mean, I joke that I used to get out the Encyclopedia Britannica, and you thought that was everything in the world, and a cell phone puts that to shame. But we have so much information in our hands. But the reality is wisdom only comes from experience. That information is very two-dimensional. It's through experiences, it's through engagement, it's through conversations, it's through books and learning, it's through new ideas and travel that we take that information and we turn it into something that we can actually use. And I think extracurricular opportunities are critically important to providing that exposure. So that's another avenue that I think is really important for us as a school board to continue to discuss.